the 25th day of the blessed month of Beremhat, the departure of St. Prisca, one of the 70 apostles. On this day, the great St. Prisca, one of the 70 apostles, departed. This apostle was a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, and his parents kept the law of Moses. Prisca followed the Savior, listened to his teachings, and witnessed his miracles. When the Lord appointed the 70 apostles, Prisca was one of them. He was present with the disciples in the upper room of Zion at the time of the coming of the Holy Spirit upon them. St. Prisca preached the gospel in many countries. Then he was ordained bishop for Quirinius, where he preached its people and baptized them. And having finished his holy endeavor, he departed in peace and received the crown of the heavenly glory. St. Paul mentioned him to his disciple Timothy when he told them, "Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus," as told in the second book of Timothy, chapter 4 and in verse 19. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day marks the commemoration of Onesiphorus, one of the 70 apostles, when he was martyred. He had served in Ephesus, and when St. Paul was arrested and imprisoned in Rome, Onesiphorus visited him in prison, assisted and ministered unto him. Later on, Adrianus, governor of Ephesus, seized and tortured Onesiphorus severely. Onesiphorus delivered up his pure soul and received the crown of martyrdom. St. Paul praised him in a second epistle to St. Timothy, saying, "The Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains." This is told in the second book of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. May the blessing of Onesiphorus' prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1646 A.D., Pope Matthias III, the 100th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in Tuk el-Nasara to godly Christian parents who raised him well. He became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius in the wilderness of Shahit. He lived a godly life, and so he was ordained a priest and then hegumen, and then he was appointed abbot for the monastery. When Pope Ioannis XV departed, the bishops and lay leaders and all the people unanimously agreed to choose him patriarch. He was consecrated patriarch by the name of Pope Matthias III in the year 1631 AD. When he was enthroned on the apostolic throne, he shepherded Christ's flock with the best of care. Peace and tranquility prevailed in the church. Nevertheless, Satan envied him, and so he moved a wicked person against the Pope. This wicked person accused the Pope before the ruler of Egypt, who asked the Pope to pay a huge fine. His flock cooperated with him in paying this fine. During this time, a great famine befell the land of Egypt, because of which many of the people died. This Pope ordained a metropolitan for the Ethiopian church. And when he completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace in his hometown of Tuk and was buried in its church. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.